Sin was forced to bang his head against the floor to keep from coming as she gently sucked and licked. Damn, damn, she was seriously talented with her tongue.
"Are you sure you haven't done this before?"
She laughed, tickling him. She pulled back to shake her head. "Never before."
"Damn." It was all he could think. "You didn't have to stop."
Cat arched a brow at him. "No?"
"Hell no."
She teased his tip with her tongue before she blew a cool breath across him. Yeah, okay, it was time to stop. If she didn't, they were both going to be disappointed. Sin sat up and pulled her close. Cat actually purred as he nuzzled her neck. His whiskers teased her skin, making her breasts swell and tingle. She cupped his head to her as her senses swirled. He braced his hands on each side of her hips before he guided her down on top of him so that he could impale her. She tensed as pain interrupted her pleasure. "Shh," he breathed in her ear. His breath was scorching as his tongue swirled around her lobe. Her body ignited as it adjusted to take in his thickness. Sin felt her relaxing again. He ran his hands over her smooth back and cupped her bottom. He lifted her up and showed her how to move against him. She was a quick learner. In no time, she'd settled into a sweet, slow rhythm that resonated through his entire body. He leaned back on the floor so that he could watch her while she rode him. She was shameless in her strokes. Oh, the sight of her like that. It was enough to kill him. Good thing he was immortal. Smiling, he dipped his hand down so that he could stroke her clit while she rode him. The instant he touched her, she let out a small squeak of pleasure.
"Like that, do you?"
"Mm-hmm," she breathed. It was torture for him to hold back, but he wouldn't do that to her. He wasn't an ex-fertility god without reason. There was no way he was going to finish before she did, even if it killed him. Cat felt molten as she stared down at Sin. She'd never dreamt how good it would feel to have a man inside her. There was something so filling and special about this. She was sharing with him what she'd never shared with anyone else. It was intimate and special. She stared at those golden eyes before she reached to take his hand in hers. Lifting it to her lips, she placed a kiss in his palm, then one on the backs of his fingers. How could anyone have ever hurt him? It made her angry and protective. Most of all, it saddened her. People could be so cruel, and the gods were even worse. Cat's thoughts scattered as a strange pleasure started inside her. It was warm and wicked and spread through every part of her. Like a wave, it seemed to build and crest until she couldn't stand it anymore. Dear gods, what was the man doing to her? A second later, her body exploded into intense sensations that made her shake all over. A part of her was even scared. Sin laughed in triumph as he felt her body spasming around his. Taking her hips in his hands, he thrust harder against her, intensifying her orgasm. She actually cried out as she leaned over him. Her hair tickled him, and in one heartbeat, he joined her climax.